This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's another glimpse of market-based reality. Last Thursday and into Friday, wind energy companies outbid each other for the right to build wind farms off the coast of Massachusetts. And get this, the winning bids were higher than the latest auction prices to drill for offshore oil. Translation, a lot of people are betting on America as the next big emerging market for offshore wind. Scott Tong has that one from the Sustainability Desk.
The federal government auctioned off three blocks of water starting on Thursday morning. The first bids were $250,000 each, and then they soared to $100 million on Friday. Stephanie McClellan heads the offshore wind program at the University of Delaware.
You really see, okay, here's the four or five companies that are going to fight this to the death.
Eventually, each winner paid a record $135 million. That's triple the price of an auction 2 years ago.
What blew most of us away was the significant investment that these companies were willing to make.
What's behind the bets on American offshore wind power? Well, many Atlantic states offer subsidies, and offshore wind energy is competitive. The price has plummeted 75% in 4 years. One huge efficiency is turbine blades as long as football fields, says veteran engineer Walt Musial at the National Renewable Energy Lab.
We never expected machines to get this big, so I really have stopped predicting how big they can get. These are some of the biggest machines ever built by humans.
He predicts offshore wind farms off the West Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Great Lakes, as well as in Europe and Asia. Now, in this auction, two of the winners are oil companies with offshore drilling experience, Shell and Equinor, the former Statoil. Chris Carr is in the energy practice at the law firm Baker Botts.
The oil and gas majors do not have ideological commitments to one form of energy. There's no sort of purity requirements.
They just see green in green energy. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.